This is an ABC podcast.
Corey, it's that time of the week.
Carly, what are we doing here?
Name that space sound.
Oh my God, not again.
We got a good one this week. I have a feeling you might get this one.
Well, you know what happens when you have feelings, Carly. You're probably mistaken when you think that I'm going to get it.
No.
So let's go.
No, you got this. All right, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to guess something really weird with this one.
All right.
It sounds like a 12-year-old playing Frozen on the recorder underwater and it is hurting my ears.
I can see it or hear it. Yeah, no, I get it. Not quite.
It's my definition of hell.
Yeah.
You've taken me to hell, Carly.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not what I wanted. When you actually hear what this is, it couldn't be further from hell. It's one of the prettiest things you could ever see.
Well, I'm really glad that it's not Frozen, played on a recorder by a 12-year-old with no rhythm.
No, definitely not.
What is it, Carly?
So, this is an object called the Pillars of Creation. It's also called the Eagle Nebula. Now, this is one of the most famous astronomy
Not related to
images.
Crab Nebula.
No, a little bit different. Very similar type of object, though.
Yes.
So it is a star-forming region. And these are basically regions that are filled with gas, right? We love gas. All of these pretty images that we see.
And not the kind of gas that I'm filled with on a Saturday night.
Mate, it's not too different. It's not, you know, gas has a bad name here on Earth. It's got a pretty filthy name to it.
Depends how much sulfur's in it,
associations. But all of those beautiful Google images we see when we, you know, Google space, we're literally looking at gas and it is glorious.
It's glorious. So, is it mixed with a bit of glitter?
Absolutely. They're so sparkly.
It's so special.
So shiny. So, look, I think gas needs a bit of rebranding, some reframing here on Earth.
Shout out to gas, except methane. You can go away.
Make gas pretty again. So this particular object, you know, it was initially believed to be a star-forming region, and it is very much considered a star-forming region. But what's really interesting about this is there isn't really much star formation happening, and we don't understand why. And we measure this using X-rays. So basically what you were just hearing were X-rays coming from this nebula and turned into sound that we can hear. And you could hear like a few my attempt of mimicking X-rays. And those are where the stars are forming. But we really don't understand what's happening here. You know, why there aren't more? Like, this should be absolutely pumped full of stars happening.
Yeah.
It's just not there. Not really sure why. Something weird. But
maybe the stars aren't in the mood to...
Not feeling it.
No, there's not enough Marvin Gaye being poured into the atmosphere to get the stars in the mood,
get the vibe going, get the stars happening. Too many negative vibes. Yeah. No, I think you're right. We need to...
Pump more Marvin Gaye, more Charlie Pride up there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just my suggestion as a non-astronomer.
Yeah, look, I think that's a great suggestion. I'll take it to my people.
I'll take it to my people. My people is probably just me talking to myself in the corner with a split personality. But you take it to your people because I know you got people, Carly.
I'll see what I can do with the vibes of the Eagle Nebula. Now, this is actually just next door to us. It's in the Milky Way. It's about 6,000 light years away, so just down the road. And actually, what's something really interesting about this nebula is there was a supernova that came from this nebula about 1,000 or 2,000 years ago. And because it's just down the road, it should have been visible here on Earth. Now, there aren't really many records of it. And, you know, supernova happened quite quickly, so it's easy to miss. But still, we would have been able to see, you know, this nebula.
So you're saying the first people of Australia back in the day might have witnessed a supernova?
I think they definitely would have witnessed a few supernovae.
Do you think they, like, pulled out their Polaroid and just took a photo of it? Or they just sang about it for thousands and thousands of years?
That's right. That's a song line, right? Like, that's a dreaming, right? Yeah. That's basically a picture.
That there is a form of chemistry, a set of words telling a story which is evidence-based fact.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. Yeah. And when we think about it, how amazing to see in your lifetime a supernova.
Hey.
You know, I hope I grow to 7,000 years old so I can see a supernova myself.
I kind of don't want to. I don't personally want to experience it because we don't actually know what effects it can have on Earth, basically. True. And especially one so close. So we know Betelgeuse, you know, last year there was so much hype around it going supernova, and that's only 600 light years away. That's really, really close to us. Supernova are these really huge explosions in space that spew out huge amounts of cosmic rays and radiation, basically really high energy radiation. If that falls on Earth, if that comes in contact with us, that could have devastating effects to our human tissue, to animals, to plants. And we know that this happens.
So, small solution. Do we just, you know, to avoid the megabacteral and the hazardous radiation to our bodies, should we just walk around in hazardous suits?
Maybe we need some spacesuits. But
I mean, COVID's getting us there already. I mean, we've already got masks on. We might as well
just go the full blown, like, full spacesuit.
Well, the problem is that if
you're on the trees and the animals as well.
The problem is if you're up to illegal activities and you're doing the Breaking Bad thing, then everyone's going to look the same and no one's going to know you're committing crimes.
You're good, Gucci.
I look forward to wearing our special suits, Carly.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.